When I watch the news or just look around our city, it can feel like poverty, and child poverty especially is never ending. Our friend Doug Lynn from Maryland Family Network is here with some good news on the issue. Tell us what you've learned, Doug.
Over the past quarter century, the country as a whole has seen an unprecedented decline in child poverty rates, according to the research organization Child Trends. Way back in 1993, more than 1 in 4 children in America were in families living below the poverty line. Yet in 2019, that number shrank to about 1 in 10 children who live below the federal poverty line.
That's a huge accomplishment. How did we do it?
There's several factors, including demographic changes, but in short, the social safety net plays a big part. The earned income tax credit, Social Security, and SNAP benefits were the 3 most important programs safeguarding children from poverty. However, we must keep investing in these programs to keep up with inflation and family needs.
So true. But if I can't make ends meet for my family, or if my neighborhood is worse off today than it was 25 years ago, what good are statistics?
You're right. That's why we also require innovative solutions specific to our local needs for families. For example, universal pre-K would go a long way in the short term to help parents be able to work and help in the long term with the educational and social benefits for the children. One pretty radical idea that came from Mayor Scott is the Baltimore Young Family Success Fund. This guaranteed income pilot project provides 200 parents between 18 and 24 years old with an unconditional cash payment of $1,000 per month over the course of 24 months. This gives parents some breathing room to focus on their family instead of hustling to make ends meet. It also allows them the dignity to spend that money where they, as parents, need it most. People are the experts of their own lives, and they know best how to meet the needs of their families.
Wow. We'll want to keep watching for what kinds of outcomes this program ends up producing. This all seems very exciting for Baltimore. Thanks, Doug.